Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marcia Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. While the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has urged all Muslims to stand up against efforts aimed at weakening their unity.
Muslims must be able to fight against every unity and against unity. This is a big challenge for all of us. هم شیعه باید این رو قبول کند، هم سنی باید قبول کند، هم شعبه های گوناگونی که در میان شیعیان، در میان سنی ها وجود دارد، اینو باید بپذیرند. وحدت به معنای تکیه بر مشترکات است. ما مشترکات زیادی داریم. میان مسلمانان مشترکات بیش از موارد اختلافی است. روی مشترکات باید تکیه کنند. تکلیف عمده هم در این مورد بر دوش نخبگان است، چه نخبگان سیاسی، چه نخبگان علمی و چه نخبگان دینی.
Ayatollah Khamenei warned that Islam's enemies are trying to divide Muslims and promote extremism in the name of Islam. The leader said the adversary's main goal is to divert Muslims' attention from Palestine. Arrogant powers have been trying for more than six decades to wipe off the name of Palestine, but to no avail. Iran's leader said that during the latest Israeli wars on Gaza and Lebanon, the Muslim community managed to strike a heavy blow to the Israeli regime and its masters and supporters. Ayatollah Khamenei described Israel as an oppressive and murderous regime. Let's cross over to Press TV's correspondent, Pedram Khodadadi, who is, I believe, had been at the Unity Conference and also perhaps today with this meeting. Pedram, tell us what you have.
Okay, today is the last day of the 27th International Islamic Unity Conference. It's coming to an end today. Iran's chairman of Iran's Expediency Council, Akbar Hashimi Rafsanjani, is going to deliver the final speech at this event today. Over here, we had over 300 scholars, religious leaders, clerics from over 58 countries that gathered here for a three-day event. They talked about different things that are concerning the world of Islam today, let's say violence, extremism, things like that, even women's issues. We had different commissions, people from all over the world were here. When we discussed with the different people that were here, they said the effect of this conference is not effect of, like, let's say, tomorrow. It's going to be after when all these 300 scholars return to their countries. It's going to start spreading. This event has been going on for over 27 years. It's not the first year. So they're trying to spread the message of unity towards the world through this, that both Shias and Sunni Muslims were all together, were all united.
All right, thank you so much, Pedram Khodadadi, out of Tehran, Press TV's correspondent.